recollect that thou art responsible to God for thine influence, and if thou canst have influence and dost not get it, thou art as sinful as if, having influence, thou hadst misused it. Do not, I beseech thee, suffer this instability to continue, lest thou shouldst become like the chaff which the wind driveth away, of no account to the world at all. Remember, my brother, how your instability ruins your usefulness. You never continue long enough in an enterprise to do good. What would you think of the farmer who should farm just long enough to plow his ground and sow his seed, but not long enough to get his harvest? You would think him foolish. But just so foolish are you. You begin time enough to be overworked before you have well commenced. My brother, review your history. What have you done? You have made hundreds of futile attempts to do something, but a list of failures must be the only record of your labors. What do you think will be your distress of mind when you come to die, when you look back upon your life and see it all the way through a host of blunders? Do you not think it will stuff the pillow of your dying bed with thorns, to think that you were so wayward in disposition, so unstable in heart, that you were unable to accomplish anything for your master, so that when you lay your crown at his feet you will have to say, "There is my crown, my master, but it has not a solitary star in it, for I never worked long enough for thee in any enterprise to win a soul"?